You can't expect for someone else to know what to do to you if you don't know how your body reacts to stuff.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I think that the shame and the guilt and all that kind of narrative is very imposed, blah, 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 blah. But I just tried it so I could teach them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe, Minnie, that there's anywhere in our holy book that says we cannot explore our own bodies as females.
Can I get a fact check, please?
I don't believe so, but I do know, what I do know for a fact is that throughout history, women are shamed for enjoying themselves. And that it's very unfortunate. It seems the only way that a woman can have true pleasure is if a man is participating.
Mm.
Yeah.
I try to be that girl who like dates people indiscriminately and tries to do like a hookup and stuff. I don't do it successfully at all. Big subscriber to the Energy Exchange.
Yeah.
Very in my head. Very like, am I safe? Does my mom know where I am? And I mean that. Like, you can't, as a woman, move around as freely in the space as maybe you could have 20, 30 years ago. We live in a different time.
When you get married, you even have, like, annoying sex. Like, where you're like, no, I'm not getting on top today. You are getting on top.
You don't need to get married for that.
You don't need to see my boobs.
You know, then it's like, sugar, then I'm not going to do it. Then I have no sex. I hamba. Then roll over.
I can't be in charge of every time you ejaculate.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Right.
Unscripted, unedited, and up close. Welcome to Unshaken, an exclusive and uncensored roundtable podcast featuring East Coast Radio's Carol Ofori, Kerry Miller, Stacey Norman, and Minnie Ntuli. They share their thoughts and beliefs around sexuality, body image, feminism, marriage, money, and everything in between.
Sexuality. Girls! So I was having a little chat about sexuality with my sister, because I knew we were going to be talking about this. And she was like, but wait, what do you mean by sexuality? Are you talking like sex or like sexuality, as in how you yourself see yourself in the sexual realm? And I was like, oh, that's very interesting. So I think also for the purpose of this, we need to remember that not all women are attracted to men. So I wanted to go first of all with women on women. Imagine that you are alone on an island. And it is you, it is your own needs, and it is your body. And without asking you outwardly, I'm just going to put this out there, self-gratification. As a woman, it was something that I was never taught about, ever. No one ever. In fact, to the point that when I discovered self-gratification, I 1,000% had guilt about it. And did not talk to anyone about it. And even now, as a woman in my late 30s, only now that I'm newly single, I'm able to say, it was like, oh, but don't you need him? I'm like, I am a woman who has a body that I've been attached to since I was born. And I have the ability, hear me out, to give myself an orgasm. And that just makes everyone die. Cringe to the cringe. So I'm just going to come around, ask you, I could have used a different term there. I'm just going to ask each of you if you feel comfortable even acknowledging self-pleasure, or if it's something that you just are not there. Many.
Why are you starting with me? Self-pleasure? Oh, darling, no one pleasures me like me.
Mm.
No one does it like me. And I love it when I meet someone that just knows how to press the right buttons. But then I realized self-gratification is the biggest form of self-love, because that's when you discover what you want, what you don't like. But like you said, when it started off, I felt so guilty and so dirty that I was touching myself. And the only reason why I started touching myself, because in varsity, then you'd have friends and you guys would talk and go, no, boo. Also, this, because of my faith, faith-wise, that's wrong. And
what is your faith?
Christianity. So it's always been like it's shunned down upon, like, don't do that. That's, you know, masturbation is wrong and so forth and all these words. And it's like, okay, cool. But then it's way better than me having sex with 20 other guys. I prefer to have sex with myself. Then, you know, I save myself 20 sins and I'm just dealing with myself.
So that's maths. Sins. That's maths, guys.
That's maths.
Right? So, satisfied and smart.
There you go. So when I started, I was guilty, but now, slowly but surely, I'm okay. But then I think, and I'm going to be honest, I've never talked about this before, that at some point I felt like I had to stop because I was becoming addicted to myself. And no one, and I wanted no one to touch me besides myself. So I had to step back and go, okay, Minnie, how about we just stop doing this? And it would be a constant fight with my body, what my body wants and what I'm trying to do and control myself and giving myself pleasure.
And you know what? Someone right now, there's a woman listening to this right now who's going, this is so inappropriate. I can't believe these women are talking about this. And that is the problem.
Yeah.
Stays?
No one ever sat me down and had a conversation with me about it. I mean, my mother outsourced the period conversation to my late godmother. May she rest in peace. My mom was like, please read a book, like, you know, like, Google it. I have no qualms. Big fan. Highly recommend. If you don't want to do it yourself, there are many things you can buy that can aid you in this process to make things easier and quicker and faster and more, what's the word? I want to, like, shaken, you know, hashtag unshaken, guys.
You
shaken.
Everyone's told me about pills that I should buy that just make everything.
Like, I will try amazing. Anything once. I read once in a Cosmopolitan magazine.
Love this.
And it was my grand's Cosmo. You can't expect for someone else to know what to do to you if you don't know how your body reacts to stuff.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I think that the shame and the guilt and all that kind of, that narrative is very imposed, blah, 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 blah. But I just tried it so I could teach them.
Yeah.
As opposed to having them wander around like, you know, like a lost fart in a haunted shit house. Like trying to like find out what to do. It's like, so that's not it. And that's not going to work. And I know it's not going to work. So let's stop wasting our time and rather do it like this.
Yeah.
But that is also an indictment on who I am as a person. I have control issues. And I was like, again, I need to take control of what is happening in my body. And that, for me, sexuality is that. If I don't know what works for me, how on earth can I expect him to do it? What in the guy, like, blind man on a galloping horse?
Mrs. Ofori, may I inquire?
Yeah, I don't believe, Minnie, that there's anywhere in our holy book that says we cannot explore our own bodies as females.
Can I get a fact check,
please? I don't believe so, but I do know, what I do know for a fact is that throughout history, women are shamed for enjoying themselves. And that it's very unfortunate. It seems the only way that a woman can have true pleasure is if a man is participating.
Yeah.
Which is the narrative that's been driven throughout, which is absolute rubbish. And that is why today we are empowered. We have tools. We have all sorts of things. And yes, you're right. I feel like when you do pleasure yourself to a point that nobody else can even touch you, it becomes a bit of a problem. Is, I think, everything in moderation, right? Because obviously if you want to find a partner who's going to be with you in that way, you should be able to give yourself in that way to that person as well. So I speak from that, obviously, from a marriage perspective. I'm with a partner, so I feel if I overindulged in pleasuring myself, I'd leave little to none to enjoy with my husband.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be satisfied. I mean, you'd be good.
You also want moments of your own time, you know,
of course,
where you just have your own space and your own time.
Even when you're married.
Well, yes, even when you're married, you know, you want to enjoy yourself as well. But I do find that with me and my specific relationship, everything is with him.
Yeah.
He has gotten so good at knowing my body.
13 years.
That I'll be surprised. You'll touch something and I'm like, oh, hold on.
Someone read a book.
What's going on? know. So I guess that's because I've allowed myself for him to be free with me like that, and he has allowed me to be free with him like that. And you know, we'll experiment, we'll have fun. But yes, I see no issue with a woman pleasuring herself the way she wants. I think the only issue, like I said, when you want to be with somebody else and you've become such an expert that you don't allow anybody else to come into that space, it can cause complications in your relationship.
Because I mean, mentally, isn't it also then you kind of shut yourself off?
Yeah.
Because it becomes a private exchange between you, yourself, and you. And also, in order for you to even administer this level of self-love in front of someone else, it's different when no one's looking at you.
Yeah.
But then would you be comfortable if there was someone else staring at you?
I've done it before.
Yeah, well, now you have, because you've managed to stop being such a narcissist, and you've included the children. You've let the children play.
Hopefully not the children, though.
Yeah. No. Euphemism. We're moving on.
I'm going to start with you, Carol, because – so there's two things I want to quickly look at here. So when you – choose to share your body with someone, and I'm specifically saying with someone, and for anyone listening right now who's uncomfortable with same-sex relationships, like, it's 2021, it's happening. And when you choose to lie with someone, as long as you can wake up the next day, or once the deed is done, you are okay with yourself. I don't see why anyone should have an issue with whether you sleep with someone, a different person every day or not. Your choice, their choice, it is what it is. But recently someone spoke about that energy exchange. So once you've shared your energy with someone, that man or woman, and you have shared an energy, a bond that cannot be broken. And in fact, then do you have the ability to be more free and like, I can do whatever I want because I've only known you for one day and I don't care and I can really be freely me? Or when you've been with someone for 13 years and you know them so well that now you're more confident in the bedroom than you have ever been, Mrs. O, do you think it was easier to be super open when you barely knew him? Or is it easier now?
It's a good question.
That is a good question. I did, obviously, of the beginning was a lot more freak show from me.
I know, that's right.
And it's true. In marriage, you don't really have as much intimacy as you did at the beginning of a relationship, just because there's a lot going on. There's kids, there's life, there's everything else that by the time you get to bed, you're just like, oh my gosh, all I want to do is just cuddle.
Give a Kindle.
And it just feels great. So I would say that, yes, I think when in the beginning stages, anything that's in the beginning stages is always more electric, right? There's always a lot more fire and you have to work a lot harder when you've been with the same person for so long to spice it up and get that same, you know, from...
Act like you're in a movie.
Right, in the movie, exactly. You know, because for me, sexually, in the beginning, it's exploring. It's, you know, you are just thirsty for each other. And then you love and know this person so deeply that it becomes more than that. That when you do lay, it is a very explosive experience because it's beyond just a sexual experience. You are sensitive to touch. You're sensitive to where he kisses you. You're sensitive to how he talks to you. Sense everything, you know?
Do you ever fantasize about someone else?
No.
And I don't mean like your neighbor. I'm talking like to spice things up. You're like, oh, we imagine now that there's a third, or we imagine that you're this, you know, that specific soccer coach that you think is very nice. You don't have to answer, obviously.
No, of course. Look, I mean, I think everyone has their own spice and seasoning they throw into their thing. I think for us, you know, I mean, when you get married, you even have like annoying sex, like where you're like, no, I'm not getting on top today. You are getting on top.
You don't need to get mad for that.
You don't need to see my boobs.
You know, then it's like, sugar, then I'm not going to do it. Then I have no sex. I hamba. Then you roll over. It's over.
I can't be in charge of every time you ejaculate.
I'm exhausted.
Right. So there's that. But I think you find things to make it exciting, if it's in the moment, you think of something that's unrelated just to give it a bit of a, you know what I mean? But you don't say these things, obviously, that, you know. And I'm sure he also has these
moments. I'm wishing you were your brother.
Stuff, you know what I mean? No, none of that.
Well, Gary.
And this is how things fall apart.
Exactly. So, it's after having sex with the same person for 13 years, it gets interesting. It gets very interesting.
Long time. And you girls, Minnie, Stacey, being with a partner longer, did you feel like your confidence went up or down? I'm asking you this because with my last partner, my confidence was there night one because I was like, wow, tequila, whatever, you know. Yeah. Then my confidence really dipped because the more I cared what he thought of me, mm-hmm. the more I was so nervous about what if he thought this, what if he thought that, stopped taking my bra off, like all these things because what if he thought this of me? Mm-hmm. And I must give him props. He really, he said to me, are you joking? Like, and for me, you're everything. That my confidence skyrocketed towards the end. So as our relationship was unfortunately dissolving, our sex stuff got better and better and better because I thought, why am I not acting like I am a goddess here mm-hmm. right now? You know, why don't I can't look at myself like that. I deserve that. Mm-hmm. So for you girls?
For me, it's like it's been a coming of age thing. So I can bookmark it according to who I'm with. Now, I mean, I try to be that girl who like dates people indiscriminately and tries to do like a hookup and stuff. I don't do it successfully at all. Big subscriber to the energy exchange.
Yeah.
Very in my head. Very like, am I safe? Does my mom know where I am? And I mean that. Like you can't as a woman move around as freely in the space as maybe you could have 20, 30 years ago. We live in a different time. I am monogamous by nature. So with my previous relationship, I found that we had different appetites.
Okay.
And in the beginning, as it always is, it's electric, it's fantastic. I see effort, I see fire, I see fantasy. I'm like, this is it. Then it just went away. And I spent an inordinate amount of time and an inordinate amount of money trying to bring it back. Mm. And it was debilitating to the point where I was like, I knew there was nothing wrong with me, but I was like,
I would take it personally.
This is not it. And that is fundamentally one of the main reasons why that relationship did not succeed, because it's too important to me. Sexuality, intimacy, vulnerability in that space is whatever, like a love language, whatever you want to call it. Mm. Now I find myself like I feel like I've hit my peak.
Yeah.
It's because I've said from the start, this is a non-negotiable for me. This is really important to me. This is what I need. Like, here's a list.
Yeah.
It's like a laundry list. And I have managed to find someone who understands that. Mm. So I'm sure there are days, Carol, but I don't want to because I'm tired.
Yeah.
But it's still new enough that we're going to try. You know what I mean? Mm. Don't know what's going to happen in 2 years.
I'm sure he'll hear this and be stoked one day if he does listen. Inside joke, girls.
Anyway, the point is, for me, it's an age thing. And I mean, I think what a blessing it must be to have met somebody 13 years ago and to grow together through that. But for me, intimacy, which is, I mean, sex is the physicality of it, but the mental, and that I'm a goddess, why can't I access that? Why must somebody else bring that out of
exactly.
me?
Exactly.
I should be bringing that because I am, and you are, you know, and we know that.
Yeah.
But that comes with time.
Yeah.
With confidence, with body positivity, with your mental wellness, all that kind of stuff.
And it doesn't help, sorry to interrupt you, but in a society where I was told, and then luckily for my mother actually changed that for me in school, where you get married and then have sex. And I was like, oh my God, imagine marrying someone you've never been with physically. Who made that ish up?
But that would be beautiful. Because you know what, Carrie? As Carol was talking, she was talking about intimacy. Mm. I had like a tear in my eye and I was like, oh my word. I've only felt that with two of the men that I've ever slept with in my life. And I was like, I felt that. Like, you can't explain intimacy. Am I a big energy person? No, fuck that shit. I don't believe in energy.
No, beep that beep. As our producer
beep,
just gets the beeper ready for us. You know?
But for me, sex is a power thing. Remember, I'm in my 20s.
Yeah.
So I'm in the peak of my sexual career.
Oh, Mini, just wait.
Yeah, I know.
All right?
Trust me, just wait.
To be
just
honest, wait. Stacey, you are the one that always, I don't think you understand the impact that you had on me when it comes to my sexual career. I call it a career.
Yeah.
My sexual career, because
what I do.
You always spoke so positive about sex when, for me, sex was something to be hidden and I wasn't understanding what's actually happening to my body. And you just spoke about it. So for me right now in my life, it's about power. And I know when I'm going to exchange like an energy with someone. And then I decide, do I want that energy a part of my life or not? But have I exchanged energies with all these men I've slept with? No. With any of the woman I slept with? No, honey. No, you have to allow that. to happen.
That's if the intimacy. That's the physicality.
If you walk in there vulnerable, of course you're going to go around leaving your soul on every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Nice choice. It is the double entendre episode for me. This is the one.
Also, we are running out of time, so I'm going to ask one more thing. When it comes to our social media lives, for example, do you think, and all of us have put up a photograph where we feel beautiful or sexy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Do you think that as women we put up these images because we truly feel enveloped in our own sexuality and stunning? Or do you think we put up these images to attract or to send out that for the man? And I mean the man, read it as a woman, whoever you're attracted to, or so that the men or the other woman can see how sexy you are. And that's a true question, because every time I put up a picture of myself where I feel beautiful, I'm like, why? You can see the picture. I can print it for myself in my bedroom. Uh-huh. Why am I putting this up? Is it because my sexuality depends on how many other people tell me I look beautiful or sexy?
I like that. Just off the mic, I was talking to Stacey and I was like, it pisses me off to see women post naked pictures in the name of body positivity.
Ah, preach.
Right? So you're posting your naked picture just so you're going to say, oh my gosh, I'm comfortable in my body. Don't lie. I nearly swore again. Don't lie, because you're only doing that to get the attention of males and for the likes. So do I do it when I post, and I post like naked pictures and whatever? I don't post naked pictures because like you, I sit down to like you. I've had this chat with myself. I go, Minnie, before you post this, why are you posting this? Right? Has this got anything to do with your brand? What are the little girls that follow you going to think about this picture?
Mm.
So if I'm going to post a picture of me in my bikini, why am I doing it? What's my caption going to say? I don't want to do things with a foul intention, because I believe the gods and the angels are looking at my heart. And I believe there are young girls constantly looking, what is Minnie doing?
Yeah.
And how does that affect my life? So stop posting pictures for boys and putting body positivity in it. If you want to get naked, just get naked.
And I'm going to ask you, Stace, because you're one to, you've called yourself a snack, best thing on the menu, me, my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you posting from a place of confidence or a place to gain confidence?
It's not for other people. It is for me.
Mm.
And to strip down. I mean, I did a naked photo shoot for a glossy magazine many, many years ago.
I remember,
And they were like, and I'd gotten out of the shower and I'd hit my leg and I had this massive bruise and I was wearing jeggings because I didn't believe in jeans at the time. And they were very tight and they were like, and you could see the inseam on my leg. And I said, don't Photoshop it.
Yeah.
Don't Photoshop it, because it's for me. Yeah. I work so hard on my body. I have come so far. And also, as I was saying earlier, in my previous relationship, I wasn't getting that kind of intimate gratification from my partner. The problem is you can't get that from other people. It really does have to come from yourself.
Yeah.
So when I post that too, I'm like, I am this person. Yeah. I am the girl I think I am, because I've worked very hard to become her. I knew who she could be, and now she looks like this.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in a bikini top. Sometimes I'm in a ball gown. Sometimes I'm in a panda onesie. But I'm always that girl. And for me, that body positivity thing is not the body positivity quotes. It's the naked with the I love God quotes.
Oh, stop. That's worse.
And stop quoting the Bible. You're not wearing a pants. I'm like, it doesn't correlate to me. And I think that.
But body positivity is godly. Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
No, but also, no. At the same time, it's your social media feed.
Yeah.
And I think in terms of where we post, and not what we post, but where we post, for us especially, it's social currency. It is.
Yeah.
We have to be seen to be available. Ooh. And I mean, maybe that's what people are trying to do. You know, they're living for likes, because how many people do you have in your life who are actually building you up? We've been taught to outsource all of our validations.
This is true.
That's what Instagram is built on. The model is flawless.
I just want to ask Carol quickly, because Carol, you have been married for a long time. You've been with one man for so long. So we know that you're not necessarily looking for the male likes. And from your online, everyone can tell from just looking at you, you're a gorgeous woman. I've never seen you throw yourself out there on that like very, like how sexy I am thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that sexuality, you feel like you're not allowed to own it because you're a mom and a wife now?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you still have that in you to be like, sexy? Like, do you still feel that?
Sexy.
I mean, I post swimsuit pictures, not often. I think you'll have to scroll quite long to find one.
When she opens the thirst trap. Mr. O has not done something right. It's about to be open. She's bring your glasses.
Funny, I mean, for me, my Instagram, for example, I see it as my personal album. Uh-huh. Right, so I post for my own so that I can go back and remind myself of things that have happened in my life. Mm. For example, there's an image of me on the beach last December, literally after chasing an umbrella that flew off.
As one does, and you know, we've all been there.
Was shortly after chasing the umbrella, and walking out of the water with my hat on, whatever, and that was for me because it gives me snapshots of myself so that I can go back and say, if I'm ever feeling like, oh, today I'm sluggish, or today I, you know, I feel fat, or I feel, I go back into my own archives and I go, damn girl, this is you in December. This was just a couple of months ago. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
So that's what I post for. I have the same thing with my kids. I have pictures and videos and stuff of them in my own little Instagram album where I keep of them, and I really use Instagram as my own catalog to look back on my own life. So yes, if you know, some hot guy gives me a like, great.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Great,
you.
Divine. Yeah.
But that's
not the point of the posting. The
right.
point of the posting is not.
No, and also if I'm
you
posting
look great,
in,
babe, cute.
Right?
Like, okay.
And if I'm posting in my swimsuit, whatever, and my husband is around, I'll always ask him, "What do you think?" You know, he goes, "Ah, babe, this is perfect." You know,
is it for permission?
No. As in, like, is this cute? Like, okay. If you see it, is it something that you'll be like, "Oh, that's cute," or you'll be like, "Hey," and then what's going on here?
a man's eye.
Just to see, am I missing some detail? There's a lady with pumps in the corner or whatever that's going to take away from your picture. So it's never for approval, but to say, "Here's an image. What do you think of it?" And then he can just say, "Yeah, it's cool or not." And then I'll show him another one and say, "Do you like this one or that one better?"
It's the crowdsourcing. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I do it for. I wish, inverted commas, that I could be that girl that could put a thong on and be like looking back at the future.
Do you though? Looking back at the future?
Let's do that.
For the couple of us.
Yeah. Zama?
No way.
All right, so East Coast Radio branded G-string.
Yes.
It's happening.
All right, so we are going to play out now with Justin Bieber. Love yourself. Buggles.
You've been listening to Unshaken, an East Coast Radio podcast. Find more at ecr.co.za under podcasts or on your favorite podcast app.